Dan ich muss Avi Murray, ja, und ich soll Pitzer zu sagen, ich muss bei Neon Schöner, pass your sure power. Okay, so today, still on the packet of Decoy. Today we'll see if we finish it up. If not, we'll finish it Monday. There's no sheer Sunday. And either Monday or Tuesday, we'll begin the new series that's going to be for the Bein HaSemesterim, till we go back to the regular semester begins again, and then we go back to Tzitzis. And that is going to be on the Isser Hachana Mishabes L'chol. Isser Hachana Mishabes L'chol. What are the Gedorim of the, what are you not allowed to clean up or not? What's considered Hachana? What's not considered Hachana? That's a very fascinating topic.
What time on Monday?
Monday is Shem 11. Okay. So, so we're still talking about this topic. Oh, so we started the second kasha of the second kasha of the Marcheshus. The first kasha was, what's the whole idea of the Tumah? Even with not Tumah, the Shemesh should nidche because the menorah was nifsal. And we said maybe the Shemesh was Yotel Chulim, or Paparitzim, or maybe it's not Beguf HaDover, it's different. The menorah is different than the Mizbeach, right? Like we mentioned yesterday, or maybe we even said from the Givas Pinchas, from Hungary, that it was the Kohen Gadol's private Pach Shemen that he used for his Korban Mincha. So it didn't even have Kedusha yet. It was only, he brought it from home. And then he would only mock the shit right before he's going to use it. This, so there's no Kedusha, then there's no issue. So we ended off yesterday's shiur by the din of the Rambam, that you can take the menorah outside and a czar could light. Right, Rav Harari?
Yep.
That's on page 24. It had lachas haneiros k'sher b'zorim. If you can hatef hakoyin as haneiros v'otzin l'chutz mutar l'zar l'adlika. So Rav Avram Shor, the son of Rav Gedalia Shor, wrote a kuntres on Hanukkah, which starts on page 25 here. So he speaks about this this Rambam on page 26. So if you look on page 26, I have two arrows there. It's interesting. Before we begin, let's take a look on page 26 on the top of the page. I didn't put an arrow there, but on the top of the page it says Matzosi Beshut She'elas David. We have David Carlina. Now, he makes an interesting point. Now, the Rav David Carlina was considered like one of the biggest gedolim. I heard from Rav Leizer Katzman. He told me once, I think from the Rav Soloveitchik, told him this, that when they used to have meetings of Rabbanim in Europe, so Rav Chaim Brisker would want to come early. Now, why in the world would he want to come early? You know, who wants to go to meetings anyway? You know, let alone come early to the meeting. So what did Rabbi Kaplan tell me here from Rav Soloveitchik? You know why Rav Chaim wanted to come early? Because he wanted this chus that when Rav David Carlina walked into the room, that he should stand up for him. Because he was machshir him so much that he wanted to be able to get that chus. So that's why he came early to the meetings. This I heard from Rav Leizer Katzman, who I believe heard it from Rav Soloveitchik. So he says, Matsasi, you hear that, Rav Harari?
Yep.
Matsasi, yeah. Shailas David, Lagar of David Carlin. says Shehikshen, no, that's a Rambam, lo yitzrichim kachash monoim v'kadesh ha-mikdash mechadash. Well, that's a question we saw that Rav Khan spoke about in his mimer that he wrote. That, you know, according to the Ramban, it was Yotzei L'chulin, so why don't we find that they were Mekadesh it again? So maybe they did. I don't know, just because we didn't find that they did it doesn't mean they didn't do it. There's almost, you know, and he says maybe they wouldn't be able to. Chayin ha-loha yolahem urim v'tumim v'novi l'kadesh mikdash. You need all the, right, that's a whole sugya in Shavuos and Daf Tes Vav, what things you need to be Mekadesh. So if you, according to, if maybe if you didn't have the Urim Tumim, you didn't have a Navi, maybe you wouldn't be able to make it, like, Makdish it again, to give it Kedusha.
How were they Makdish by Shani then?
Oh. So because of Tarach Lomad, a Mikdash lo nitzchal al day bias ha-yivadim. Kevin Shaolo Kivshu or so. Ayvarim Hanilchomim Olinus Yashim Lagarish Ayvarim Menelo Nikro Lagami Mikdash Dain Kibish Mochoma. Raka Kalim Vahamizbeach, Shayabi Dodam Labdam Chalosim, Skalu Ade Prius Pritzim. So he said that, in other words, obviously he's arguing with the Ramban. Ramban says not that way. Ramban says the Mikdash was Yotze Lechulin, even the Karka. But he's saying, no, maybe he's saying not that way, only the Kalim, because it wasn't a full Kibush, because they didn't have Yeish yet. Only because they thought they would get it back, and they did. But the Kalim, you could destroy Kalim, so that they had Yeish on, but you can't destroy the Karka. The Karka is always going to be there. What's the Pasuk say?
But they destroyed the Mechitzos, right?
Yeah.
So that's what caused the chilul, no?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so if it's based on kibush, yeah, you shouldn't matter.
Right. So that's what he says. Okay, now. So the question is, what's shot in the Rambam? That there is mamish, they were motzi and out of the heichal. So why isn't it? So Rav Harari said to me yesterday, he doesn't think if you take it out of the Heichal into the Azara, that's Psul of Yotze. I don't know if he's right, because it's Chutz L'Mechitzasa. And the Mokom that the menorah is supposed to be is in the Heichal. So if you took it out of that Mokom, right, there was Mechitzas, right? There. Rav Harari? Between the Azara.
The Heichal itself was a mechitza, I mean, but no?
But there was a mechitza between the Heichal and the Azara?
I don't think so.
It's just a wall, so there's no mechitzas. So maybe, because he writes here, he says, he named the first hour on page 26, and then Psul said, the Yotze bim Nori Yishlo Hoyer bim Divya Rambam, Perk Tes Mbiyas Mikdash, Shepasak Dim, Hatif Koyin as a neir, so it's in the chutz mutter the zal adlika. Rim headed the shemin the menorah lo nifso biyotzi. But he says, Bem is a leisa, I am chuvis agor rabbinach mzemba. The safer, I forget what that safer is called. Simon, there's another safer that has things from his son. Simon Dalit, Shahikshu Kanal, Rotzal Lochiev. He's the Dovra Munach. So he wants to say from this that
Gur Aryeh?
Oh, yeah, Gur Aryeh. Gur Aryeh. It's Gur Aryeh Yehuda. His son wrote a sefer Gur Aryeh Yehuda. He had a son that was died from a sickness. Rav Nachum Zemin himself was killed. But his son died as a teenager from some illness. So he wants to say in that sefer that, I don't know if it's Rabbi Nachum Zemba or son, whoever was said this chiddush, you have to look there. The Dover Hamunach B'Klich Sharos, HaKlich Sharos Matzilo B'Psul Yotze. That if something is in the Klich Sharos, so even though you take it out of its mokum, that's going to prevent the Psul Yotze. The Docha Arai, the Kavaras Haramah, Motzil L'Chutz L'Chutz L'Heichel. V'al Dain Hu Bazara. So he says that, so you're right, there was no mechitza, right? I stand to be corrected. There was no mechitza. by the Heichel, but still, it was Rav Arai says it was still in the Azara. He thinks no. He thinks the Pshat the Rambam is they took it out of the Azara. But the Pshat, why wasn't it a Psul Yotze, is because it was in the Kli Sharis, in the menorah. So it was in the Kli Sharis in the menorah, so it wouldn't be Nifsal B'Yotze. Yeah. And some use that, right? I think my friend Rav Asher Dicker once wrote a whole piece on this. Then he says, Re'isi Mevim Kushi B'Shem Hagon Bal Yeshuas Malka. Yeshuas Malka, Das HaRambam, Perek Beis, Mehilchas P'sule, Mekdoshim, Holoch Yedah. Yidalad, the dam hapar shenifnas lefnai v'lefnim, nifsal biyotzik shehutzio leheichal. There was the dam that was in the what, the Kodesh Kadoshim, and then you brought it into the heichal. Shuv be'emtza hazor beheichal, uvechek shuv be'emtza hazor beheichal nifsal motzio lazara. Okay. Rav Arai, he's quoting a Rambam here. Should we look up this Rambam? You want to get a Rambam? Perek Beis Hilchas Psulei Mikdashim Halacha Yudalit. It was in Kodesh, in Karbanos, or Avoda, one of them. Here, Rav Aaron always has a Rambam there. Rav Aaron, you have a library in your house. Well, I can't hear you.
I have a bigger Rambam in the other room. But this
okay.
So we said
Perek Beis Hilchas Psule Mikdashim Halacha Yudalit.
Yeah. Halav Halim V'Sair Avodah Zorah. See you, Avodah Zorah, yeah. She'edamim Nichnas Laheichal in Nichniso L'Kodshe HaKodoshim Nifsal. It's just it's not the right place. Doesn't mean that. Par v'sair shayom haKippurim shedamam nichnas lekodesh haKodashim im hichnis damam lekodesh haKodashim v'izam imenu v'otziol laichal v'chazar v'hichniso lekodesh haKodashim nifsal v'eino gomer imenu hazayot. שבקודש הקודשים, כיוון שיצא, יצא. וכן אם גמר הזיות שבקודש הקודשים, והוציאן להיכל, והיזם מקצת הזיות, והוציאן חוץ להיכל, וחזר והכניסן להיכל, אינו גמר הזיות שבהיכל, שכיוון שיצא הדם, חוץ למקומו, נפסל.
Oh, you see, Rav Arai? So the Rambam says, if you take something from the heichal to the azar, it's also nifsal biyotze. Even though there's no mechitzah. Rav Shach always says based on the din of Yatzah Chutz Mechitzoso, but you see from the Rambam, it doesn't have to be Dafka din of mechitzas. Even
there is a mechitzah there, I mean.
No, but I'm saying if you took it from the Heichel to the Azara, if you took it from the
Rambam seems to be saying just if it's in the wrong place, that's all.
Right,
the wrong place.
Right. And then it's Nifsal B'Yotze. So the question is, so what about the menorah? So either you could say, I mean, the menorah, there's no Psul Yotze, it's not a korban, we'll see later. But he's saying that no, that he's saying that that the word is that it's chutzlum komo, but the reason that it's not a problem is because it's in the menorah, it's in the Kli Sharis. So something that's in the Kli Sharis doesn't get.
He has a raya for this. Or?
This is from the. This is the Menachem Zemba's chiddush.
But he doesn't say that the Shemin was in the menorah. He says the Shemin la menorah.
No, but what's the case of the Rambam?
No, but I'm saying in terms of the menorah, he doesn't talk about the menorah.
No, but I'm saying the case on page 24, he said,
and because, but the Shemin was in its pach, I think. No?
No, but the case in the Rambam on page 24, Perek Tes Silchus Bias Mikdash Shalom
Zayin,
says, Chayin Hadlokas Aneiris K'sher B'Zarim Tfichim Meitiv HaKoin Es Aneiris Valtziyin L'chutz Mutal L'Zar L'Hadlik. So Pashtus says, because, right, in other words, Pashtus says it was cleaned up in the Heichel, but the Zar can't go in, so they took it outside. Malka wants to say took it even outside the Heichel, into the even outside the Azar. So some want to bring a ride that there's no psul yotzei b'shemen for that Rambam. So Rav Shor is writing that based on the Menachem Zemba excuse me one second. Hello. Yeah, hi. So he's saying that maybe there is a psul yotzei, but if you're in the that's the chiddush that Rabbi Nachum Zemba has, him or son, whatever has that. The Dover Hamunach B'Klisharis HaKlisharis Metzilo B'Psul Yotze.
Oh, so what kind of Patzilo was there here?
No, because, in other words, if you hold the shot in the Rambam is they took the menorah outside.
But I don't understand what the words he says. Arei Lehedra, the Shemin La Menorah Lo Nifsal B'Yotze. Doesn't sound like it was in the menorah. Isn't it the Shemin Ba Menorah Lo Nifsal?
Which line are you reading?
Your first arrow, the second line.
Some want to say that from this Rambam you see that there's no psul yotze by Shemin. Because the Rambam says you can take the menorah.
But it has nothing to do with the menorah. It's the Shemin, which is used in the menorah, no nifsal be yotze.
The menorah had the Shemin in it. They took it out. They let a czar be madlik. Then they brought it back in. Right? That's the famous kash of the Milchus Chinuch, that if you hold Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, and that's learned out from the menorah itself, then right. You'd leave Hadlaka B'Mkomo.
Yeah.
And here wasn't Hadlaka B'Mkomo. It was to take it out. That's the Milchus Chinuch's kash. But besides that, so someone would bring a raya that it's not Nifsal Biyotze from this Rambam. So he says, so Rav Shor says that someone would be right, but it's not a right. If you hold like Rav Menachem, this Chiddush from Rav Menachem Zemba, that if something is in the Klisharis, when it was taken out and brought back in, then there's no, so maybe Shemin is Nisso Biyotze. But the pshat is that it's in the Klisharis, it's not Nifs.
Well, okay.
Okay, so Ben Zushan.